It's 23 to 7 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. We are with Zingisa Chira. Now, Nedbank's Proud of My Town initiative addresses a range of socioeconomic challenges facing towns, townships, and neighborhoods in South Africa in partnership with local communities. Now, Proud of My Town is a holistic community transformation initiative created by Nedbank in partnership with urban planning social enterprise Ranyaka Community Transformation. Proud of My Town is currently active in 12 communities in 8 towns across 6 provinces in South Africa. On a practical level, Proud of My Town invests in a wide array of programs which are based on the needs and opportunities as identified in collaboration with the specific community. Now, these programs range from community safety, building businesses, early childhood development, sport, art and culture, and many more. To give us insight on this project is Nedbank's Logic Lubisi alongside Gayamazane Hockey Club's Robert Shilwane. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good evening and welcome, and thank you for having us.
Good evening.
Now, just to kick us off, Robert, could you tell us more about yourself and your passion for coaching, as well as about the Ganyamazane Hockey Club?
Thank you. My name is Robert Chilwani. I'm originally from Bushbuck Ridge. I came to Nelspruit in 2011. I'm a good guy, of which I'm not perfect, but I try hard by all means to make the life of the next person to look good.
Mm.
So I started Ganyamazane in 2013, recruiting players from the 4 secondary schools around Ganyamazane, the Stindile, Central, Tembeka, and one of the secondary schools.
ZB
Gunene. ZB, I couldn't get a respond there, but there's this other one.
Nekalpane.
Nekalpane. Yes. So we started with roughly about 16, 17 or 18 players, and then I introduced them to their hockey basics. And then fortunately, we got affiliated to Mpumalanga Hockey Association.
Mm.
So we got all the support that we needed from the association and the people responsible for hockey development and the transformation in that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to indulge me, as cutting this thing, masqabanga mas sports, umagngasi netball, is soccer.
Yeah.
Masisi sa diversify sa rugby. Why sugela when hockey?
Yeah. In fact, I started playing hockey in 2001. Mm. I was introduced into this sport by a friend of mine, Robert Hopan from Leidenbeck. He came to Bushbuck Ridge, in fact, to the school where I matriculated. And then by the time he got there, my teachers said to him that, you see, you are reminding us of this other guy that used to be in this school.
Mm.
So, and then he looked at me, then he found me then. But at that time, I had my soccer team, honestly, because I'm coming from the rural area of Bushbuck Ridge, where we were playing soccer, and then the girls would be playing netball.
Yeah.
And then when he got there, he said, but Robert, there's this other sport that maybe I think we can even take chances on. I said, but what is that? And then he said, hockey. Honestly, by that time, I was like, hockey, it's a wide sport. And then he said, now you can try it. And then, because I wanted to try something different.
Mm.
Because I remember even at some point, I went to the dojo to try karate and stuff. And I did that at my early age. So I loved it.
Mm.
And then I had to convince my soccer players that, guys, please, let's come to here. At least maybe we can try something different.
Yeah.
And then they supported me. And then we did that. We did the same thing that I did with the Ganyamazane guys. And then Robert Hopani introduced me to the Mpumalanga Hockey Association executive, Mr. Hudson, Mark Van Rien, and the Misties and stuff. So I got that support. And then they helped us traveling up and down with also the equipments, and then coming to the leagues, the league games, the knockouts games and stuff, until we took it from there. And then fortunately or fortunately, I had to move in 2007, moved from Bushbuck Ridge to Leidenbeck, and then there was a hockey team there, and then I played there for like a period of 5 years, from 2006 to 2010. And then 2011, I came to Nelspruit, and then I played for Impala, one of the sustainable hockey club then. And I was the only black guy there.
So I can believe it.
Yes. And then when I got there, I was like, yo, is this how it is? Like, you get my point. So, because I loved it, and then I got the people that love sports, that love it, that like me. I love sports. I love kids. I love education. I love people. So they go hand in glove. And then that is why I did not hesitate even to introduce anybody from the street or any player who may have lost an interest in playing sports, especially for soccer. If you don't have an opportunity in soccer or in other sports like netball, then when you'll be saying, my future is done. There's no way to go. So that is why even when I introduced this to in Kanyamazani, I did not get a full support from all the schools, the principals and stuff. But the full support that I think I can say I got, it was from Mr. Gondwe, the former principal at Stindilo. Yes, yeah, he supported me from the start. And then he made sure that he organized all the players for me when I get there. And then everything was super. Yeah.
So, jumping from that, anyway, thank you, Pushpa Gridge. Kanyamazane has won. But what is the relationship between the club and Nedbank?
Oh, okay. It has been long overdue, in fact, coming from Pushpa Gridge in 2000. And what can I say? Let me say, after I've been introduced to hockey in 2001, in 2003, I was part of the provincial team. And then I remember we went to George, and then I couldn't have a sponsor, and then we did not have a sponsor as a Mpumalanga provincial team. And then, but the other players, they had to come together and assist me with the funds, traveling funds, and all the equipment and stuff. So then, but from there, I just thought of the next person, that if I could introduce any player to come into the provincial, or develop any player to come into the provincial or the upper level without a sponsor. And then how is that person going to feel? Is he still going to struggle like the way I have been struggling? You get my point?
Yeah.
So then I had to go and try to knock at the doors. And then it was not easy and simple, especially when I get there, they would be like, hockey. And then you are, no, we don't have fans. Even like by then, the provincial or the government departments, they'd be like, you should be kidding. You get my point? So it was a bit tough. And then in last year, I attended the Aranyaka family's workshop and stuff in Kanyamazani. And then I was proactive until I met the program manager, one of the directors, I think, from the Ranyaka, Osis Megi. And then I've explained everything and my vision, that I've identified 180 kids from Kanyamazan, from all these primary schools. The Ligazi Primary, Vulamasang, Tipembeleni, yeah, Tendeleni, Ne Katfulani, Tandulwazi, Bushabieta, Ne Nelukwet. So I identified 20 kids under 12, and then two teachers from each school. So I got the support, the initial support I got it from Saha, the guy responsible for hockey development is Mr. Gary Dolly, with the hockey sticks and balls. And then from there, I actually wanted them at least to have the shin pads, the playing kit, and then to transport them maybe from the Kanyamazani to the AstroTurf, where this AstroTurf, the Kuro, are playing, spending and stuff. Then I couldn't. Then they will even ask me, but coach, we need to play games. And then even the Kanyamazani as well. So I've explained everything to Sismig, and then Sismig said, Robbie, I think I like your idea, because I'm also responsible for hockey development and transformation in the province. And then she said, okay, it's fine. We need to schedule the meeting. And then we kept on doing that. We agreed on a lot of things. And then I have attended several meetings and then sending all the club constitutions and stuff until we got, I think it was 2 months back, just after lockdown. We got a positive response from Nedbank. They sponsored us with a full match playing kit. I think 40 kit, three for coaches, because I've got three coaches. It's Vuyo, Dlamini, and the Christopher Zita. And then we received some balls. the overshoot last month, and then two weeks later they came back again. After we appreciated, we thanked, they came back again, and then they sponsored us with their 40 quality hockey sticks and the hockey stick bats, the mouth guards, the shin pads. So we are shining. We are loving that, because the thing is that that is why we couldn't. We did not even have the good words, the correct words to thank Nedbank. According to me, I think Nedbank, they're like those parents, those responsible parents, whereby they'll be providing their children with everything, saying that now it's in your own. Go out there and do it. So then for that, we thought like, no, it's fine. We cannot do it. We cannot just only play it in Kanyamazane. And then we also had the sort of like the Ekhazeni Eagles Hockey League, the Fives. It's part of the Federation of International Hockey as well. Organized by Misty Ren Grunberg, together with the Nell's family and other coordinators, whereby it was a franchised tournament, festival or league, whereby all those teams, I think we had something like about 32 teams, each and every Kanyamazane player got into the different teams. So they had to play into the different teams with different people or with the people that they don't know. But together with those, in those teams, there's provincial players, there's provincial coaches, senior coaches. So the Kanyamazane got involved into all those sporting hockey activities. And then some of them, Kanyamazane, they even coached in those teams.
Yeah.
They even umpired in those teams. So because it is not only for them to play, we are creating spaces for them to take part into different sporting codes. Into there, we need the umpires, we need a coach, we need the match officials. Some of them, they were match officials as well. And then we did well because we wanted them to get an access to the professional professional coaching, and then to be able to play with the provincial players. And then it's not everyone that is going to make the provincial team, especially within the limited time.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, we are Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, chatting about Nedbank's Proud of My Town program. And I'm guessing this initiative has had a great impact on the children that are taking part in the hockey, specifically with getting the new kits and the shin guards and the equipment.
No, definitely, definitely. As I've said, that I don't know what to say. Actually, yeah, no, this partnership will certainly bear a fruit of success. I even told, I promised even Mr. the Nedbank manager that we've got everything, and then we are going to produce. Though we have been producing players, because we do have provincial players in, coming from Kanyamazane. We've got provincial coaches like myself. I coach the under 21 provincial team, and then we've got the other player. I think it's she's in UJ now. She's playing for UJ second team. So they are happy. They've got no excuse, because initially we used to have we used to play our games with the white or light t-shirts and stuff. So then we thought like maybe it keeps on, or it promotes the inequality things or and stuff. Because others will come with those quality light shirts whereby they just wear it now, they wash it tomorrow, they're not going to be able to wash it. And the other ones, they'll become with the light shirts but with those names. You get my point. So then you end up not knowing what's happening. You get my point. So others, they're going to get discouraged. So but in this one, we are all equal. So it's only about you. You just need to bring your performance. You need to be disciplined. You need to perform.
And Lodric, we now turn to you, the Nedbank Provincial General Manager, Lodric Lubisi. What inspired Nedbank to pursue such an initiative?
Look, I think first and foremost, when you listen to stories like you know, how Robert has described, it's quite infectious. How can you not be part of you know, such an initiative if you see how many people that is touching? I mean, 40 plus kids, and is still looking to you know, recruit some more. I think it's a fantastic story in that regard. So I think as a bank and as a corporate citizen, it's very important that we get involved in the communities that we operate in.
Yeah.
At NetBank, we say we are money experts, we're doing good, and we truly believe that doing good is good for business. We are part and parcels of the communities that we work with. Our staff, as well as some of our stakeholders, come in those very same communities that we see as clients. Mm. So we owe it in terms of the responsibility to make sure that we nurture the talent so that we can have future clients and future leaders that people can look up to. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how much the kids look up to Robert as well. I was part of that. I witnessed that. He's talking about the kids that we've given. I can tell you now, when I went to Uplands on the weekend to go and see some of the kids play, the confidence that it brings when they're playing there. I mean, you know, and this thing is a partnership. You know, you've got NetBank, you've got the Ranyaka Community Transformative team. You also got Mbombela, who are also making sure that we bring up and we have people who can succeed and be something. As well as the Mpumalanga Lowveld Hockey Association. So it takes a lot in terms of making sure that we bring up the right people and right stars who can, you know, make a difference in the communities. And what we saw on Saturday, I mean, those kids were very proud to be playing on the turf in Penryn, wearing their, you know, wearing uniform and belong and feeling like they belong. And I think that's where the success of some of the initiatives like this brings. And there are many. I think you've also mentioned that you know, we're doing about 12 initiatives in different communities across six provinces. So that's the vehicle that it brings in terms of Proud of My Town. And, you know, the name speaks for itself.
And then just piggybacking on what you just said, why is it important for companies within the private sector specifically to participate in such projects or programs?
Yeah, so if you look at, you know, and I said earlier, NetBank and the clients that we have, clients choose banks because they can resonate in terms of the things that we do. In terms of the things that we do, not just only for banking, but with the greater community that we operate in. So, you know, if we want to carry on the good disposition with the communities and that they support the bank, it's important that we give back. It's important that we get involved meaningfully in terms of addressing some of the social challenges that we do see in the communities. And I think Proud of My Town is one but of the initiatives to address or start to address some of those. The need is far greater than what we've done with, you know, for example, the Kanyamazane Hockey Club. So, but certainly, we certainly do need more companies to participate. It is a partnership, as I said earlier, and we invite that this is, it might have been initiated by NetBank, but we do invite the communities as well as other stakeholders to be part of this Proud of My Town. Thank you.
Now, we are still taking care of business on Rise FM, chatting about NetBank's Proud of My Town campaign. Back to Kanyamazane Hockey Club coach and chairperson, Robert Chulwane. What is your vision or your dream for your club, just looking forward?
I need all the kids to participate at the national level, the international level, in different sporting courses, in different hockey activities. Like, we need to see coaches, hockey, national team, senior coach coming from Kanyamazane, the umpires in the international tournaments coming from Kanyamazane. Even like now, as I said, that we have started, we appreciated the fact that at least the bank came to us. We actually don't want them to get away. We're going to grab them with two hands. We want them. We love them. We need them. Can you imagine if all the players from Kanyamazane, making all the provincial teams that are in the province? Because as I've said, I always say this, as I'm responsible for hockey development and transformation, transformation is not only about for those specific or selected ones. Then, but at least like NetBank, NetBank could have done this to anywhere, even maybe any school from around town. So is to give an access to everyone, irrespective of whatever, maybe whether they are next closer to town or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we're talking about the players of color, saying that, okay, but like now, look, we do have players of color going to the private colleges or and stuff like the Pendant Uplands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we are limiting those ones that they do not have an access
into
provincial teams. So if they come into the provincial team, definitely they're still going to need some assistance. I was so happy, at least by the time Nedbank come and give us those hockey sticks. Mr. Lubisi was there. Mm. I was so glad to see him. Unfortunately, even the speaker of Mbombela, Mr. Siposuela, he was there.
Mm.
He was happy. And then he even assured us that we have to, he told the kids that they need to go to school.
Mm.
Because even in the Latin phrase, they said, mensano indo corpore sano, some things like that, the healthy mind in the healthy body.
Yeah.
So we don't want, we want them to get off the street to come into to the field of play. Then, but they cannot just play. They need to be competitive. We need to put them into the provincial teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't want to say that they're just coming there for the fact of players of color. They participate. They need to participate. If they make provincial teams, we still have structures, upper structure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know we don't have money. We cannot have money, all of us. Then, but we don't want one to say that I want to play in the provincial or the national, but the national level. But unfortunately, I don't have sponsor. I don't have funds. I cannot make it. Because hockey is not that popular as compared to maybe one or two sports that are popular. So, but we believe that everything, it is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then if it has never happened before to anyone, then this is where it is going to start.
Robert,
I cannot wait.
Ngifuna actually provincial star lapha.
There's no way ukuthi angayithola provincial star.
Okay.
Yes.
And then just to wrap up our conversation, back to logic. For those who may want to find out more about the Proud of My Town initiative, where can they go?
Yeah, so very easy. You can come into our local offices. You can also go to our page in terms of hashtag Proud of My Town. If you need to make direct contact, you can contact one of our colleagues, Sitembiso Malevu. His number is 082-649-6737. And definitely we're looking for more partnerships to make sure that we make a meaningful difference in the communities. Thanks.
And obviously this is not just isolated, because maybe man bacabanga ukuthi this is not just isolated to Kanyamazane. I mean, this is for anybody who may have an interest.
No. It's not isolated to Kanyamazane. But we obviously choose the programs to say we make a meaningful impact in this community, and we make sure by the time we leave, it's sustainable.
Mm.
And I think that's where the difference is. And then we'll identify other areas, and that's how the program is designed.
Mm. So there are other areas that will be benefiting or are currently benefiting from the Proud of My Town program. We are taking care of business on Rise FM, and this show was brought to you by Nedbank's Proud of My Town initiative in partnership with Ranyaga Community Transformation.